Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Chope. We're here at House of Praise. Our arms are open, and Jesus Christ is here to uphold you.
The word that God placed in my heart is come as you are. Amen. And I want to just start off with this here. I thank God for Brother Victor because, like I said earlier, when we started the ministry, we brought in the music instruments and we didn't have a keyboard player yet. And when I brought everything here, we set up the whole band. And God had told me he was going to make a way. Somebody say he's going to make a way. And when you learn to trust in God and don't lean to what you see, God is going to do something miraculous. And so we began to go forward with service, and we started off with praise and worship CDs. But every week, God began to give an increase. Somebody said, God gave an increase. See, and this is what God is trying to get us to as people. He wanted us to come as we are, but now he's trying to bring you to another place. And he can't bring us to another place if we don't understand that we got to operate in faith. See, so when you got a greater calling, there's going to be more that's upon you, but God is proving you. And I want to encourage you this morning because God is trying to prove you. So just like his testimony, every step that you take, you have to allow it to be ordered by the Lord. You see, sometimes what we do is we say, Lord, I want you to move, but we don't want God to order our steps. And because God is not ordering our steps, he can't bless you. But God wants to bless you, church. And the only way he can is if you allow him to order your steps. To the scripture in Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. Somebody said, with all thy getting, get an understanding. When we come before the Lord said, come as you are. Come into the house as you are. Where we mess up, we try to make people be something they're not. But when you come before the Lord and you ask God for a change in your life, don't you know he wants you to also get an understanding? We come to church Sunday after Sunday and pray to the Lord and say, Lord, why am I not growing spiritually? He said, because we have not come to get an understanding. We came to do what we want to do and live the way we want to live and then say to the Lord, Lord, why aren't you making a way? But like this brother said today, he trusted in the Lord. But his life is also committed to the things of God. When you are committed to the things of God, regardless of what you're going through, God is now going to make a way for you. And he can't make a way if you keep on getting in the way. In the name of Jesus, Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Someone say the beginning of wisdom. I wanted to talk about that today because God wants to do great things in your life, but the church don't fear him no more. The only way that God can move in your life is you have to honor and respect him. How is it that we honor and respect everything else but the house of God? We honor and respect everyone else but God. God is saying in the scriptures, he said, come as you are. I want to bless you, but now that you're here, it doesn't cost you a thing. But you have to understand that with that understanding, you are supposed to receive an understanding. And so we're going to talk about that right now because I want to go somewhere. I don't want to keep you long because we got so much to do today. In the name of Jesus. If you turn to Revelation 22:17, and this, I think this one is NIV. It says, the Spirit and the bride says, come. Let everyone who hears this say, come. Let everyone who is thirsty come, and let everyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. The Bible is saying that we are to understand that God has already set us up. But he's asking those of us to understand that we have to come. So many times we allow ourselves to be in a situation where we don't come. God is saying, he didn't say, you stay there and I'm going to get up and bring you. He said, come, and you must be willing to drink of the water of life, and I'm going to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So a lot of our problems today is because we won't get up and go. We won't take that understanding. When I was talking about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we have to understand that God is trying to give you wisdom so that you can be an overcomer, like the brother said this morning. The enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy you. So his job is to get in the way of your faith. So he's not going to get out of the way. He's going to get in the way. And just like Brother Victor said, Pastor, he's called to ministry. He had said that he was preparing for his bride. Now, how many of us try to get things together? We say you're going to a new job. Do you just wake up that next day and go? Or do you prepare the day before? And then, as you prepare the day before, you don't just get up and go. You make sure that you're ready for the job. God wants us to be in a place spiritually where we're ready to receive from him, but we have to come to him with an understanding that I acknowledge you and fear you in all that I do. Reason why this is important is because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. See, that's why I said in that verse, it said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy and understanding. I'm going to take you to another verse because I want to go somewhere in a minute. In Matthew 11, 28, I started off with these scriptures. They're all saying, come. I don't know why God gave me that word today, but he's saying to the body, come. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I get calls all the time from people saying, Pastor, I'm going through and I need some help. And I'm trying to get through something right now. But I want you to see how God says, first come. But he said, before you come, he says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. Now, we come to one another and we seek the Lord, but we don't ask the Lord for wisdom. We want to stay in our mess. We want to stay in the things we're involved in and think God's going to bless it. He said, come, but as you come, you have to surrender all. And when you surrender all, you are aligning yourself to be blessed. I know sometimes we look at ourselves and we see how the kids that are in the world, they look like they're getting everything and everything's coming to them. I was one of them gentlemen that God called as a child in the ministry. And I remember I would go places and friends and family members would drink or do other things. And for some reason, I couldn't. And the reason why you can't sometimes, because God's got a calling in your life and he's lining you up to walk in his will. Now, some of you think like this. You let people talk to you and say, you know what? You should just do what you want to do because you're your own boss. Don't listen to the word of God. Don't listen to the pastor. He's trying to control you. You ever get that? He's trying to control you. But God is trying to get you to understand that there are two spirits out there. There's a Holy Spirit and there's a demon spirit. There are only two masters you get to serve. Something's going to control you, and you need to decide that you want to be with the Lord and allow him to run your life. And stop listening to these other spirits and yield to the will of God. That's why the scriptures are saying come. That means you got to get up and you got to make a decision that you're going to go. So let's go on to the next scripture. You have to make a decision to go. In John 6, 37, it says, anyone who the Father gives me will come to me, and the one whom come to me, I will never send away. See, so anyone that comes unto the Lord, he will never send away. The next scripture is going to be in 1 John 1 and 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us from our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Someone say, purify us from all unrighteousness. And this is where I'm going with the message today. It's good to come into the house of God. And it's good to come into the house, and we've got the sayings that says, come into the house of God and give him praise. That's awesome. But what if I told you that God says he wants you to come so that he gives you a better life? You ever see a TV commercial where they tell you, oh, you get this, you're going to be this much better. You get these vitamins, you're going to feel so much better every morning. And what do? We get on that phone. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah. Oh, can you get me 4 bottles? You are excited because you received some information. This is why the beginning of knowledge is understanding the word of God, allowing God to lead you in all things. God wants you to come. That's your job. Now that you come, you got to allow yourself to receive an understanding. And you can't get an understanding if you constantly don't do what God is telling you to do. So, church, I'm going to ask you, what is God telling you to do? The Bible says that every man must work out their own soul salvation. That means it's for you to do, not my father to do it for me, not my friend, not my girlfriend, not my boyfriend. But no, you have to work out your own soul salvation. And that's why he said the knowledge is important, because we come to God and you know what we get? We get a little shout. Oh, we had a good service. You coming next week? What did you get for knowledge? What kind of understanding did you receive to improve who you are? So that when people look on you, they see Jesus and you are all out of the way. This is where God wants to take us as a people, so that when you're in his situation, when you can't seem to make a way, God will come and make a way, because you have favor. We've done it for a long time on our own. Some of us said, okay, I'm going to go and do sports all the time, and I'm just going to do that, and I'm going to get my scholarship. And then you sold yourself out to sport. You stopped coming to church on Sunday. Then all of a sudden, it was time for scholarship. You didn't get one. You wonder why. Because you sold yourself. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm going to do my sports, but I'm going to give God his. Somebody say, I'm going to give God his. If you're going to give God his, guess what? He's going to give you yours. Amen. Give God some praise. The Bible says he will owe no man. No man. So it says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of everything. So when you come, he said, you come and you confess, you give him something. And he said, I'm going to take it and release you and bless you. Now, with this understanding, I want to tell you right now that God is a good God. And when you see the world and you see what they're going through, yeah, they're at the party and they're dancing, they're cruising, they're doing the drugs, they're running around, sleeping around. But let me ask you, how good do they really feel? I know how they feel because they call me all the time. But you know why we can't get help? It's because we won't come. You can't keep on getting on the phone with the Lord and saying, Lord, help me. Lord, this is crazy. My life is crazy. God wants you to line up. And this is where we're going to go with this. Here, let's go to the next scripture. God wants you to line up. It says in Isaiah 1:18. Says, come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. So he said, let's settle this. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. See, so God is saying, though you have a bunch of sin, he said, I'm going to make them white as snow. So when you come, stop coming thinking you have to do something. You just have to get there. Now, when you get there, you got to allow yourself to receive an understanding. So that understanding is what's going to give you the wisdom of the word of God that's going to get you a strength when you're going through. So he says here in that scripture, though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. See, so right there in the scripture, it says he is going to transform you. Transform you from what you used to be into something new. And he cannot make you new if you don't receive his word. And receiving his word is what's going to do it. I want you to turn to Romans, and I'm about done. Sorry, man. Romans 12 chapter 1 and 2. It says here, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Somebody say, holy and acceptable. This is the knowledge that God wants you to receive. Holy and acceptable. And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So there's a lot going on in the world, but are you ready to be transformed? Transformed means you have to allow God to change you. We come to the altar. We say, Lord, like earlier, we were excited about our brother's breakthrough. But I want you to come before God and confess your stuff to the Lord. There's things that's going on in each and every one of our lives. And God saying, just come and take on me and get an understanding. And when you get that understanding, you're going to get strength. So when the devil attacks you and it looks like you are going to lose, you know the word of God. That's why the lack of knowledge is why we don't make it in. Because we take on our own wisdom, and when we're going through, we start saying to ourselves, well, he didn't do it, so I'm leaving. He didn't come through, so I don't believe in his word anymore. But God is saying, come, receive of me, and allow my wisdom to change you. Allow my word to come in and give you guidance. Now, that guidance is awesome because you know what? It is hard to do it in your own strength. But when God is on your side, he gives you the strength to overcome whatever you're going through. How many have been there before? When you said, there's nothing that I can do anymore. But then you just begin to get on your knees and say, Lord, I need your help. That's why the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all. Understand? See, when you fear the Lord, I like that because what we do is we think that it's not cool to fear the Lord. Like, you ever see people like, yeah, you know, I'm going to come to church. I might even show up on time today. That's not fear and reverence in God. I'm going to maybe get up out of my bed this morning and go to Bible study. That's not fear and reverence in God. And then you wonder why God's not reverencing you. When you cry out before him and say, Lord, I need you. He knows your attitude. He knows what you are all about. So he's saying, come unto him. But first, allow him to give you an understanding along with it. And with that understanding, you're going to get growth. And with that growth, you're going to get breakthrough. With that breakthrough, you're going to go to another level. Amen. So some of us that want to go to another level in the Lord, when you surrender and stop trying to do it on your own, God is going to bless you. Give God some praise. Amen. 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 And I have one more. This is the last scripture, Romans 14, 16, 19. And the reason why I wanted to end with this scripture, talking about that knowledge and our understanding. Sometimes we're excited about the things of God, but we have to have wisdom. And that's why the early part of scripture was talking about wisdom. And I want to end with this. It says, let not then your good be evil spoken. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Somebody said righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. See, so not food or drink is, you know, life is not the party. So every time you get that call, oh, let's go have fun, let's go to the party, let's go do this. But what it's saying here is let not your good be evil spoken of. So he's saying that party that you just want to keep on going to, or you want to run and be like the world, he said, no, but the righteousness is peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Then it says here in the 18th, it says, for he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of man. Now, what that means is that when you concern about where you're going and what you're doing, guess what? You're acceptable before God and man. I want to help some of us understand this. Stop being that individual that people see you and they say, I can't trust him. People see you and they can't respect you. You'll even say things in the name of the Lord, but the Bible says, let not your good be evil spoken of. That's when you say you're doing good, but there's stuff going on. You're going into places that are shady. You're doing things undercover. I want you to get your spiritual breakthrough today. But as you come before God, surrender all and know that he's saying, I just want you to live straight up. I'm not going to make it so that your life is oppressed and like it's boring and no fun. No, but I want you to come to me and confess your sins and surrender them to me, said the Lord. And then when you confess the sins, I want you to seek the knowledge that I want to give you. And with that knowledge, you're going to all surpass all understanding. And now you're not going to understand in your own self. You're going to understand what the word is saying to you. Let us stand. See, so it says that you have to be holy and acceptable. And I like it says, for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness. Someone say righteousness. So when you see somebody that's representing the kingdom of God, they're supposed to be what? Righteous. Then the kingdom of God is not a bunch of mess, but it's peace. So the church stopped running around debating everybody, fighting everybody. The kingdom of God is peace. Somebody say that with me. Peace. Church is up there siding with negativity. Because the president was rich doesn't mean he represents peace. I look at the spirit of the man. The scripture says we must understand that lying is as witchcraft. Bible says in the last days, many are going to say, Lord, Lord, in thy name. They're gonna preach in thy name. What you see going on right now in this country. And the church is lining up with a certain party, and that has nothing to do with God. The only thing you need to line up with is the word of God. Get out of politics and let God be in control. You can't legislate righteousness. Righteousness is a change of heart. Somebody said, righteousness. is a change of heart. So that's why he said, come and receive from me the word in the name of Jesus. Give God some praise as we end. So for these things, serve Christ, acceptable of God, and approved of man. It says, let us therefore follow after the things which makes peace. Follow after the things which makes peace, and the things wherewith one may edify another. So I'm going to encourage you as we close on down now. Come as you are, but allow God to change you. And let him put a spirit of peace in your heart. So all the stuff that you've been dealing with all week doesn't feel peaceful, does it? It just feels messy. When you look and you go in your house and it's always fighting and always debating, get an understanding from the Lord. And when he tells you something, do what he say. Stop fighting with your spouses, your children. Let us seek out some peace and come and get the wisdom of God and get your break. Praise God. This is Pastor Mark Choate of New England Pentecostal House of Praise. I pray that you receive the word of God that was ministered today. I know that it's going to be a blessing to you and your family. Continue to listen to Revival Today. We hope to see you in Manchester, New Hampshire, 1850 Elm Street. Service time, 10 a.m. Come visit us. Have a nice day.